الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Hassan Ayami. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to your authentic rites and rituals of the faith. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes or keeping notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students to our class, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's class is going to be a little different than the past, because you all have been with me since really for 2018. So you've been with me for a while. And so I'm going to take the next step in this particular class to talk about something that's a little bit more different or deeper than what we normally talk about. And so what I'm going to talk about this time is going to come mainly from chapter number 2, verse 35 and 36. That I may be 37 and may be 38, but we'll see how it goes. But we're going to talk about really the first mistake of mankind, starting with the first man, or first creations of mankind, which was Adam and his wife Hawa, or Eve. Sometimes we call him Eve. So if you look at Surah, what you call Baqarah, or chapter number 2, verse 35 and 36. Hopefully you are there now. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about that particular the translation. I'm going to do the translation. I'm not going to really do the Arabic. And then I'm going to sort of get into the tafsir, some of the explanation of the particular verses that I'm going to read. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. I always tell you there's a lot more to this subject than what I'm going to present to you. And we said, O Adam, dwell you and your wife in paradise, and eat both of you freely with pleasure and delight of things therein, wherever you will. But come not near this tree, or you both will be of the zalimin, meaning the wrongdoers. In 36, it says, then the shaitan made them slip therefrom the paradise and got them out from that on which they were. He said, get you down all the enmity between you. On earth will be your dwelling place for you and an enjoyment for a time. So let me go to the first part. Shaitan, we're talking about the devil. We're talking about him disobeying Allah made Adam. Then he told the angels to prostrate to Adam. And all of them prostrated to Adam, except for Shaitan, except for the devil. He was amongst the angels. He's not a fallen angel. He would just have to be amongst them at that particular time and day. And so he refused to do so. He said, I'm not going to bow to that. You made me out of smoke and fire. You made him out of dirt, out of nothingness. I'm not going to bow to that. And so he was arrogant at that point and disobeyed Allah. And so Allah created the Adam, as I mentioned before, Adam, which is our first man. And then Shaitan was called jealous of Adam. And so he found the opportunity to try to get Adam to do wrong and disobey Allah. So Adam was first honored by Allah. Allah, he honored Adam by commanding the angels to prostrate before him. So they all complied except for Iblis. Allah then allowed Adam to live and eat whatever he wanted, wherever he wished on paradise. He lived whatever he wanted to live on paradise, and he ate what he wanted to eat from paradise. And then also one of the Sahaba, one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, O Messenger of Allah, was Adam a prophet? He said, yes, Adam was a prophet, a messenger to whom Allah spoke directly, meaning, and he said, O Adam, and he said, dwell you and your wife in paradise. And so Hawa was created before Adam entered paradise. So I'm going to get into that in a moment. But Allah says in chapter 2, verse 35, he indicates that Hawa was created from Adam before Adam entered paradise. As Muhammad ibn Ishaq, he was one of the scholars, he stated, Ibn Ishaq said, after Allah finished criticizing Iblis, and after teaching Adam the names of everything, he said, because he had told Adam to say to name things to the angels. He named everything before by commanded by Allah, and he named everything. Allah said, name everything. And this is why he said, Ya Adamu an nimtum bi asma'ihim. He said, O Adam, inform them of their names, meaning basically names of everything. And then he said, verily, you are the knower, the wise. And this was Adam said to Allah. He said, Innaka antal alimul hakim. Then Adam fell asleep. As the people of the book and other scholars such as Ibn Abbas has stated, Allah took one of Adam's left ribs and made flesh grow on in it in its place while Adam was asleep and unaware. Allah then created Adam's wife Hawa, or some people call her Eve, from his rib and made her a woman so that she could be a comfort for Adam. When Adam woke up and saw Hawa next to him, he was like calm. He was like very peaceful. He said, my flesh and blood, my wife. Hence Adam reclined with Hawa. When he married, Allah married Adam to Hawa and gave him comfort, Allah said to him directly, O Adam, dwell you and your wife in the paradise, and eat both of you freely with pleasure and delight of things therein, wherever you will, but come not near this tree, or you will be of the zalimin, meaning the people who were the wrongdoers. So Allah put him to the test. So how did Allah test Adam? And this is where we get to also getting next to the first mistake what this particular episode is going to be discussing, or this particular class is going to be discussing. And it says, وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ. But come not near this tree. It is a test for Adam. There's conflicting opinion over the nature of the tree, which is not very important. I'm going to mention this to you all. The nature of the tree mentioned here. Some say that it was a grape tree, barley, date tree, fig tree, and so forth. Some say that it was a certain tree, and whoever eats from it will be relieved of all call of nature. It was also said that it was a tree from which the angels ate so that they lived for eternity. Imam Abu Ja'far Ibn Jarir said, the correct opinion is that Allah forbade Adam and his wife from eating from a certain tree in paradise, but they ate from it. We do not know which tree that was, because Allah has not mentioned anything in the Quran or really the center of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He never said anything about the nature of this tree. He said nothing in reference to this. It was said that it was barley, grape, or fig. It was possible that it was one of those trees. Yet, this is knowledge that does not benefit any, does not bring any benefit. Just as being ignorant of its nature does not harm, and Allah knows best. And so let's move forward. Then Shaitan made them slip therefrom. Either refers to some spirits of paradise, or in this case, it means that Shaitan led Adam and Hawa away from it. I'm going to read further. Then Shaitan made them slip away. Meaning that, and I read earlier, because of the tree. Just as Allah said, turn aside therefrom, meaning from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that the people, Allah told Adam and Eve to turn away from this tree. Don't go near this tree, but Shaitan pushed them towards the tree. And also people, Muhammad, may peace be upon him, is encouraged people to come towards Muhammad and towards Quran. But people more and more, Shaitan is pushing people more and more away from Muhammad and away from the Quran and away from Islam. And this class is to get you really closer to Allah and bring you more closer to Islam and to Quran, and not push you away like the Shaitan pushed the people, Adam and his wife, towards the tree. I'm not trying to push you towards any tree that is bad for you. I'm trying to explain to and push you towards that which is good for you, which is, in my opinion and my knowledge, meaning that push towards the Quran and to push you towards Islam. And so I want to also mention something to you. And that is Adam. He was tall. Allah created Adam tall with thick hair, just as a date tree with four branches. When Adam ate from the forbidden tree, his clothes fell off, and the first thing that happened was first thing that appeared was his private area. When he saw his private area, he ran away in paradise, and his hair got caught in a tree. He tried to free himself, and Ar-Rahman called him, meaning Allah called him, "Oh Adam, yeah Adam, are you running away from me?" When Adam heard the words, Ar-Rahman, meaning Allah, he said, "No, oh my Lord, but I am ashamed. And so we're going to go further. I'm not going to talk so much about the hour, how long he was there, because Adam, well, he was there for a short while in paradise for about an hour or so in paradise. And then Allah sent him from out of paradise, a bit of a going to paradise, being in paradise any longer, and sent him to earth. And so I want to also mention to my beautiful students, is that Allah also mentioned about the beautiful thing about Friday. He said, "Khayru yawmin tala'at fi hishamsu yawmil jum'ati fihi khuliku adamu wa fihi udkhilal jannata wa fihi ukhrija minha." So what did I read is Arabic. What did I say? I say Friday is the best day on which the sun has risen. On Friday, Allah created Adam and admitted him into paradise and expelled him from paradise. And so I want to read further pertaining to Adam and the mistake. And what mistake did he make? The mistake that he made is that he went to this tree. And Allah said, "Don't go near this tree." And the first mistake that he made was that he went to the tree. He obeyed Shaitan over Allah. Allah said, do not go to the tree. And what did he do? He went to the tree, and he and his wife, they ate from the tree. And Allah expelled them both from the paradise. And he expelled them both from the paradise, and he went to various areas on earth, because they were both expelled from the paradise. But the beautiful other thing about this, my beautiful students, comes in verse 37. In verse 37, in the same chapter 2, verse 37, it says, then Adam received from his Lord's words, and his Lord pardoned him, accepted his repentance. Verily, he is the one who forgives, accepts the repentance, the most merciful. So what did Adam do? Adam repents and supplicates to Allah. It's reported from the ayah, the voice, the verse that I read earlier, that Allah basically said that. And he said, oh my Lord, you can find this in chapter 7, verse 23. Again, chapter 7, verse 23. They said, this is Adam and his wife saying to Allah. And they said, oh Lord, we have wronged ourselves. If you forgive us not, and bestow not upon us your mercy, we shall certainly be of the losers. Again, they both repented to Allah. Both Adam and Hawa and Eve said to Allah, our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. If you forgive us not, and bestow not upon us your mercy, we shall certainly be of the losers. And then what happened? They both receive from Allah this word from Allah. And Allah said to them, Adam said, O Lord, you have not created me with your own hands, and Allah said, yes. He said, and blew life into me, because that's what Allah did. He blew life into Adam early on, but that's another class. After he created him, then he blew life into him. And blew life into me. He said, yes. He said, and when I was squeezed, he said, may Allah grant you mercy. Does not your mercy perceive your anger? He told him, yes. Adam said, and you distinguished me to commit this evil act. Are you destined me to commit this evil act? He said, yes. If I repent, will you send me back to paradise? Allah said, yes. So in other words, I'm sorry for the confusion. Adam, he went to Allah and he said to Allah, Allah, he said, didn't you create me? And Allah said, yes. With your own hands? Yes. Then you squeeze me? Yes. Did you blow into me your life? Allah says, yes. He said, doesn't your anger perceive your mercy or come before your, comes before your anger? And Allah said, well, yeah, sure. My mercy comes before my anger. And basically he said, didn't you basically destine me to commit this evil? And Allah said, yes. And then he said, okay. Allah, well, will you send me back to paradise? I know you kicked me out of paradise, but will I be going back to paradise? And Allah says, yeah, look at his mercy from Allah. He told him not to go to the tree. They went to the tree. Get out of paradise. And he kicked them out of paradise and put them on earth. And then he said to Allah, well, will I ever go back to paradise? And Allah said to Adam, yes, you will go back to paradise. And also, the particular verse I just mentioned to you, verse 37 from chapter 2, and it says, "Verily, he is the one who forgives and accepts repentance and the most merciful," which means that Allah forgives whoever regrets his error and returns to him in repentance. The meaning is similar to Allah's statement, Know they not that Allah accepts repentance from his servants. And whoever does evil, this is another verse, this is chapter 4, verse 110, and whoever does evil or wrongs himself. And in another verse, Allah says, and whosoever repents and does unrighteous good deeds. So over and over, Allah is saying, if you do bad, Allah forgive you. If you wrong yourself, Allah forgive you. And so over and over and over again, Allah said the same thing over and over again. Look, you do this thing, I will forgive you. No problem for me to do that. Like he forgave Adam, kicked him and his wife out, and then he allowed him to come back to paradise. Same thing for us as human beings, the sons and daughters of Adam. We make mistakes, and that's the main thing I want you all to understand from this particular lesson today, is that Adam was the first person made by Allah, created by Allah, then his wife was created from the rib of the rib of Adam by the will of Allah. He could have just said be, and she would have just been there. But he went to the process and he made her from the rib of Adam with no female to accompany Adam, and he made Eve, and then he made Adam with no female or male. He made Jesus without a male. So these things are easy for Allah to do. He could have very well made Eve without Adam at all, and just be like he did with Adam, and she's there. And so the main thing I want you to understand from this particular lesson is two. One is that mistake was made by the first man, which was Adam, and his wife Eve, and the first woman. Then Allah forgave them for the wrong that they've done. Kicked them out of paradise, said, you can come back to paradise, no problem. And accepted their repentance when they supplicated to Allah. And we had to do the same thing, my beautiful students, is that we have to supplicate to Allah. We make mistakes all the time. We probably made a mistake before we came to the class today. And we just have to go to Allah and ask for repentance from Allah. That's what we have to do. That's what we must do, is that we must go to Allah and ask for repentance from Allah. And we go by the guidance of Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. And whoever follows my guidance, meaning whoever accepts what is contained in my book, the Kabbalah law, and when I sent the messenger, they shall have no fear on them. You follow Allah's book, you follow his messenger, and have no fear. And they say, Wallahum yasza'un. And they shall be no fear on there shall be no fear on them. And they shall not grieve. And so, my beautiful students, you will not grieve. You will not have any fear. Like I said, وَلَخَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. There shall be no fear on them. عَلَيْهِمْ. No fear on them. وَلَهُمْ يَسْزَنُونَ. Nor shall they grieve. They're guarding this life, no grief. Allah will forgive. Allah is ever forgiving, most merciful. He didn't just forgive Adam, and then that's it. The end of his forgiveness, the end of his mercy. As I read earlier, Allah's mercy precedes his anger. Yeah, you did something wrong yesterday, or today, or before you came to class today. Yeah, you did that wrong thing. But you seek repent to Allah and ask Allah for forgiveness. And Allah Ta'ala may forgive you for that thing. Now you forgave Adam and Eve for them going next to that tree. And Adam felt so ashamed. He tried to run away, but he couldn't get away. And where are you going? Why are you running away? I'm ashamed, Allah, of what I did. Yeah, I went to that tree. You told me not to. And we too should be ashamed of some of the things that we do. Some of the things that we've done. We should be ashamed when we drink or when we gamble or when we hurt someone. I don't have to make a list. You all know the list. My list is probably shorter than maybe even yours. Your list may be even longer, or your list may be shorter than mine. That's unimportant. No benefit. The thing is for us to go to Allah and repent to Allah. And that's you and that's me. That's me and that's you. This is what we must do The first man did, first woman did, they made the first mistake. And that first mistake is that first they listened to Shaitan, the whispering of Shaitan, I would the blame Shaitan, you may Allah curse Shaitan. And that they followed to Shaitan and they ate from the tree. And he convinced them to eat from the tree. Some say they ate from the tree because Shaitan said, "You're gonna live forever," like they said, or you different great things are gonna happen to you, as I mentioned to you earlier. But the thing is, my beautiful students, is that we have to be very, very careful, and that we don't go through to the temptations that Shaitan put out to us, and do the bad things that Shaitan wanted to encourage us to do. And Allah encourages us not to do. I want to just read a couple more things and then I will stop. And that is one of the first ones coming from from chapter 20, verse 124. Again, chapter 20, verse 124. And it says here, "But whosoever turns away from my reminder," meaning neither believes in this Quran nor acts on his teaching, "verily, for him is a life of hardship, and we shall raise him up blind on the day of resurrection." So Allah makes this clear. Whoever turns away from his reminder, meaning from his Quran, and from the teachings of Allah, they will have hardships in this world, and they'll be raised up on the day of judgment blind, not seeing, summum bukmun omium, deaf, dumb, and blind to the truth. And I'm just presenting to you what the truth is. And so I want to also mention this last portion, which is very, very important, which is, and it says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. But those who disbelieve and belie our ayahs, our signs, our verses, such are the dwellers of the fire. They shall abide therein forever, meaning they will remain in hell for eternity and will not find a way out of it. So my beautiful students, please, I beg of you to stay away from the trees of temptation. And I'm talking about not a physical tree, just those temptations that are out there before you right now. Adam had this tree he was forbidden to go to. And Quran has all kind of things that we're forbidden to do. We don't go near those things. Fornication, adultery. We don't go near those things. Drinking, gambling. We're not to go to those things. Committing murder. Those things we don't go near because we have to face our Lord. And either and those deeds that we did, they will be for us or they could be against us. To find out more and to learn more about Islam, Islamic faith, and increase our knowledge of Islam. And again, I want to remind you, yes, that mistake was made by Adam and he repented. Yes, we make mistakes. Yes, we do. But we have to repent and ask Allah to forgive us. You can go to Why Islam to find out more information about Islam. You go to International Online University the American Open University. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan Ayamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.